Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
John, there's two battles taking place at the Texas-Mexico border in Brownsville. Homeland Security is trying to stave off illegal immigration, and the University of Texas is trying to keep its land. At the center is the proposed security fence. This week, a federal judge ordered the university and the Department of Homeland Security to come up with a compromise. The current plan has the fence cutting across a city landmark, the Fort Brown Memorial Golf Course, which is named after a local war hero killed in the 1846 war with Mexico. Robert Lucio learned how to play golf on the course, and now he owns it. Robert joins us now. Thank you, Robert. This is not only a business problem for you, but really a personal one, too.
Well, it is. Good morning, first of all, from beautiful Brownsville, Texas. It is a problem for us business-wise that we're going to have a proposed border fence right on the north side of the golf course. It puts the whole golf course in the Mexican side of the border fence.
The entire golf course?
The entire golf course, yes.
Because we're talking about 180 acres that would essentially be succeeded to Mexico if the fence is built on your golf course.
Well, you could put it that way. I mean, the boundary of the United States and Mexico is the middle of the Rio Grande River. So we know what DHS is doing, putting the border fence out maybe a mile sometimes out into the city of Brownsville on the north side, I think is just crazy.
And when you, this has been a very controversial move there in Brownsville. The mayor is against it. How did the folks feel there about it?
My wife and I were at a meeting last night at City Hall in Brownsville. And all the citizens of Brownsville were given an opportunity to speak, and it was really packed last night, standing room only. And we got there at 5 o'clock. We got home at 10, and there's still people talking. So there's a lot of people upset about it, a lot of homeowners and businesses that are going to be affected. But it's just, I think it's absolutely poor planning by the Department of Homeland Security.
What does this golf course mean to you personally, and what does it mean to the community, do you think?
Well, I mean, the golf course, first of all, I grew up there. I was a little boy. I was out shagging balls there at the golf course, And it grew on me. I love the game. I've got my education because of the game of golf. I got a scholarship to play college golf, and I went on, and lo and behold, I ended up leasing the golf course from the city of Brownsville since 1987. Now I lease it from the university. It's right on campus. And so it means the whole world to me. It means a lot more than just business. You know, this is a personal thing.
And what do you think? Is there an alternative? The federal judge said, okay, the University of Texas and Homeland Security have to sit down and hash this out. Do you think it's possible?
Not with the attitude of the Department of Homeland Security. I call it DHI Insecurity, Department of Homeland Insecurity. I don't, you know, they want to railroad everything. They don't want to listen to any of the people down here, and they just want to put it up. They really have a short time to do it. They have to the end of the year to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having a hard time. And, an alternative is there's none. There's not an alternative to this. If the legislature passes, they're going to have to do something. But
in their defense, they call it a high priority area, that they say there are some real security issues in that area, which is why they need to build that fence there.
Well, that's a good point. And I wanted to, it used to be. I think they're using figures from 1990, 91, 92. That's when we had just about all of Central America passing through downtown Brownsville and through the golf course area, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador.
But that's not still happening?
It's not. I mean, it really is not right now. Border Patrol has done a great job to hold the line. And, if we see 3-4 people a week trying to run across or cross the border, that's a lot.
So things have gotten better. Robert Lucio, who runs the Fort Brown Memorial Golf Course, we thank you for your time.
You got it. No problem.
Debate to build the fence. We're talking about 700 miles potentially of fence and barriers that could be built along the Mexico U.S. border.
Certainly offensive to a community that has immigration issues in it, that's for sure.